we should be allowed to make kirtzuf, according to Chachamim. But because the Gzeira, if we allow him to make kirtzuf, he'll be tempted to make kiddur also. He said, "Bitani izel kiddur izel kirtzuf." Kiduk tan veisim chabure tiraishe kirtzuf gdelim veineisim chabure. Sometimes it does, but it's a doshin mischave. So it's not a tiraishe. So we see that Rabbi Yude is not geizer kirtzuf or to kiduk, even though over there is also a bol al mameine. So the Gemara says, Hosom, there is a difference in the degree of Bor Almameini between Kirtzuf and between drawing out blood from the Pchor. Hosom, the Isha B'Klim Ayes, when the prayer has to have blood drawn out, otherwise he'll die, so then he's very much Bol Almameini. He's very much Bol Almameini, because he'll sustain a great loss. Hosu Mishorim Ayi Samin Odom Bi Almameini. Hoche Yishoviklei Tzare Ba'almehu Le'am Besori Tlich Debehene. So he's not so Bol, he's only slightly Bol Almameini. So Mimele Le'am Rino Odom Bol Almameini. Rabbi Yude, Maishne Gabi Chomez, the Goza, that we are not allowed to be Beidik after Chatzis. After Chatzis.
What?
No. You're not allowed to be Beidik after Chatzis because of the Gzeira. Shema Yovei, Leachle, Umaishne Gabi Kirtzuf, the Loi Goza, and there. He's not geizer, so the Gemara says, lechem b'lechem michlef, kido b'kirtzef loy michlef. All right, another Rashi.
Why won't you make a difference between kido and kirtzef?
What?
Why won't you make a difference between kido and kirtzef?
What difference?
No, why won't you change over?
The
Yud says
you
won't change over.
It's a little mi'chlef, because this is a different kind of an instrument altogether. Chay rosol hato bimum, v'afil ligrem, kiritanya mum liyebein, li'ele shal yato mimum, v'nayim shal yigam, tamnim ha'kol mum, sachat beitzim, ha'kidin dama, ful mokim kiyitzim mum. Dein wo kaum mocken ich bei. Im Nechitach men oetzem oi pegen svos ei ozne vechol doroshen achid vakad muse yavu mum idoch le yavu mum viko goza rab yude oto mocken ich eisim mum vachol gab di kotche makel bdeli men. So machleikes rab shimen rab yude biteras kenin. Now, I said, I think that I made a mistake when I said in the Kadrin, Habim or Biyontev, I said it's a psikreishin. No, it's not a psikreishin. But sometimes it makes Chabure, sometimes it doesn't make Chabure. And Kirtzuf never makes Chabure. So, Reb Shimon is Matir, even Kido. Because it's a davoshin mischav, it's a davoshin mischav. It's not a tzikreish. I made a mistake. And Mashiachin Reb Yude, he holds the davoshin mischav in his osea. So even if there is no tzikreish, so it's still osea. Al meini kein ze boal apresh al yomus kol shkino yuboru yilishoris li mokifnisim mum. If al berech aveis and shvunida be mokimum shlumokimum, yisovor shakel shovem mikat kinasli mikalzifin kipashinim bechlishin of gasis v'nis chabure So it never makes rabbi. The chaver balachayim avmlochi kotone miyaz avmikalti avmligoz amitashem bol nishoros lekir tzavol kilo levishatit makrish es abeim umtzaro lo imichla verabonon savre michla.
What did he do with the combing for? Why? Why did he do the combing? Why did he have to do a combing?
Because he teaches the behemoth. So when he combs the behemoth, so then he stops the itching.
Oh, itching.
Oh, that was a mistake when I said that kiddur involves execration. No, it's not so. It doesn't involve execration. V'oraye, Rav Shimon says that even kiddur is muta, because davashin mischavim is muta, and Rav Yudal Ishito says davashin mischavim is osa. Now we start the next Mishnah. Reb Meir Meir, Eichlin Kol Chomesh, V'Seyafim B'Tchila Sheish. So Kol, the first 5 hours, we allowed, according to Reb Meir, even to eat Chomesh. Let's say, in an Equinox day, according to the Koshite. So, and in Equinox day, till 11 o'clock, we allowed, according to Reb Meir, to eat Chomet. We serve him b'tchila sheish. And after 11, so we have to burn the chomet. Rab Judei Meir, Eichlin Kol Arba. And again, the Equinox day, till 10 o'clock, we are allowed to eat from 6 to 10. But then, V'teilin Kol Chomet. Teilin means when it's osa ba'achile, but muta ba'noye. So it's hanging. So that's what tilin means. So you don't have to burn it because you can sell it to a goy. I mean, you can have all kinds of anoye from it. V'seyavim b'tchila sheish. And when do you have to burn it? When it's already osa and everything, in every tashmish. So that's b'tchila sheish. Again, next day, according to the Groshite, that we calculate everything on the basis of the length of the day from sunrise to sunset. So after 11, we have to burn. Ve'idomer Rav Yudeh, shtei chalei shel teido, that the teido was of chometz. Shtei chalei shel teido, psuleis, munocheis, al gavo itztabo. Itztabo, that's in the harabais. And that was on his shelf in the Kesel, in the Harabais. So they used to place 2 chalis teido psuleis, kol ha'om, kol zman shmenoches, as long as both chalis teido are there. So that was a signal that they were allowed to eat chometz. Nit la'achas, so one was taken away, so tailing, that means it was already, so it was already after the Arba Shois. After the Arba Shois, it was already after 10 o'clock, so Bachile it was Osa, in Ekonak's day. Now, in those days they didn't have watches the way we have it here. So, in other words, it wasn't so easy, you know, to determine the time. So that was, but the Kehanim, they knew how to determine the time. So by the sundial, so they knew the time. So Mimele, when they took it away, it was a signal to the people that it's after Dalit Shoeis, but it's still in Shor Hamishis. So, calls man shimnoches klom eichlin. Nit lachas tailing. Lo eichlin li seyapi. Nit lushteyen. So that meant it was a signal that it was already 11 o'clock and ischilu kolom seyapi. Rabbi, so we have a machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Judah as to the zman achilles chometz mit the Rabbanon. According to Rabbi Meir, you can eat chometz up till 11 o'clock, until Shor Shishis. And according to Rabbi Judah, you can eat chometz until 10 o'clock, until Shor Chamishis. Until Shor Chamishis. Bein by chum, bein by truma. But Rabbi Gamliel is like a compromise. Chum, it all depends. If it's chum, so then it has many eaters, and there is no problem what will be done with it. So necholin kolalba. So it's necholin kolalba utrumo. Utrumo kol chomesh. No, no. In other words, it's not because chum has many eaters. That's true, chum has many eaters. But the reason is because by trumo there is a nisa to be mafsit kochim. But of course, when it's necessary, so it's necessary. So when it's osea, bachilen be'anoye, so then it's a mitzvah to be seirev the trumo. But otherwise, so it's osa. So mele chum necholim kol arba. So necholim kol arba. Utrumo kol chomesh. Because we don't want to expedite this man. So utrumo kol chomesh. They say of him bitchila sheish. Now the Rashi. V'seyafim b'tchila sheish. V'af agav d'chol shor shishis m'deray se'sharye koz rabon nalo d'ometoye v'sobar ala shvi shishis. Aval ha'mishis loitoye l'meimera ala shvi shishis muta. The reason is why the chachomim asked v'achilen b'anoye according to Rav Meir in the shor shishis, that means after 11 o'clock, because if we allow him to eat after 11, so he might eat it after 12 and he'll think it's still before 12.
No. After 12 is mutter. 12
times. Please, Mr. Minkes, don't interrupt me, please. So, after 12, it's also the right.
After 12 is 12 shishis.
We are talking about Rav Meir. And about Rav Meir, you are allowed to eat till 11 o'clock. And after 11, you're not allowed to eat midrabbanan. Now, after 12, you're not allowed to eat according to Rabbi Yudah midraise, so there is malchus. But the reason is why the sosa midrabbanan to eat it after 11, because if you would be allowed to eat it after 11, so sometimes he bite nimshach and eat it after 12, and after 12 there is a nisa deraisa in eating it. So because of that, the chachamim asked it, because certainly a person can make a mistake. V'afakav d'chol shor shishis mideraisa shoye, koz rabon alo dil metoye, v'sovar ala shvi shei shishis. So he might think after 12, it's before 12. So even though the sun after Chatzis is already in Ma'ariv and before Chatzis is in Mizrach, but in the 6 hour it's already native very much to set. So and sometimes a person might make a mistake and he might think that the sun is still in the east when it's already native to the Ma'ariv, to the west. So because of that, Chachomim asked in Shor Shishis, because otherwise he might think in Shor Shvi'is, when it's also Midraise, that it's also Shishis. Aval Hamishis, Loitoyle Meimer Alashvishi Hamishis. To make a mistake in 2 hours, that's a person not likely. Umuta, Tilim Kolhomeish Veni, so Veni Echer, Titoe, Visovor Alashvishi Hamishis. But according to Rabbi Yudeh, so we are Cheshish, that he might think on Shvi'is that it's even Hamishis. That's why the Chachomim Asard Achille even Mishor Hamishis. Umiul Lisrif in Itzorich, but Banoi Itzmuta, Umachle Hemte, Avol Shishis, Abanoi Osam Rabbonon Zeira Mishum Shvi'is. Shtei chaleis, shal chomei, shal teido psuleis, uvigmorem yforesh mam paslino, hoi munochi v'chol arafes al gavi yitztabes, tof shehoi barabais, shishom niskapsim yesh v'miodom v'yorei nisun nisiman, nitlachas nam tzvas chomei, shboshli abez nitlachas, utchumo kol chomei, yoslaf sitkotchim yodayim, kol zman shiochi leichon, Visef mitrashei zavadai rubetoye ben sheish li shevam. Dan also, in Sanhedrin, echodima bishnai b'chedesh. In other words, there is vidorashto v'chokar toheiti, the Torah says, ligabei edis, so, the Edim, when they testify in Besdin, so they have to testify Beziyim, Bezemokim, Bezachedesh, Bechamelachedesh, and Bezishor, and Bezishor Beyim. So if they don't testify one of these things, so then it's not, then the edus is not valid. So, and midraise, even the Gemara, as the Gemara says, requires the shochir. The Chachamim were made takone, shletinu dantin lovam, and they said that the Gemara don't require the shochir, but midraise, even the Gemara requires the shochir. So one of the chires is become of a chedesh. So suppose one eight says the second chiddush, and one eight says the third chiddush. Still, is it eson kayemes? Sheze yedeya biburi shel chiddush, vizein yedeya biburi shel chiddush, vizein yedeya biburi shel chiddush. So let's say now, what was Rish Chedesh, in other words, they both meant the same thing. Let's see the Rashi. Echodim abishnayim b'chidesh, ho'ag ze'a nefesh. Ve'echodim ha'edimim abishleisha b'chidesh, ha'edei son kayemes, ubez noyo beit kinei son b'shevach kires. Kidli kamon, v'chidn drush v'shneem leima b'shlishi oi b'vi, uchshebot koei zeyeim b'chedesh. Omar, ze b'sheni, v'zeima b'shlishi, shneem al yimecho diidu, el sheze yoda b'iburi shal chedesh, shechidish ova molei, v'hu kvar eshchedi v'yim shlishim b'echod, v'ze shoma b'shneim b'chedesh, Yoda Bey, this is Shoma Shleisha Soboshu Vachidim Shleishim, Hoyu Vishtein Bikach, Afal Pishim Mitzumon Lechalek Zidisom, Kedesh Vizbarach Zanefesh, Em Yonikiach Vichalke. So Rashi applies it to a case where they both said the right day of the week. Let's say, they both said that the Avere was done, let's say, on Thursday. But one said on Thursday the second of the Chedesh year and one said on Thursday the third of the Chodesh year. So then, Yitzidis Kayemes. Why? Because since they both mentioned that Avera was done on Thursday, so they both had reference to the same day. The same day and the same hour. But the one who said, Bishnayim b'chidesh, so Thursday, the second of the month of the year, so they knew that Nisan was Nisaber. And the one, so if Nisan was Nisaber, so they had to start counting from the 31st of Nisan. The 31st of Nisan. And that was, so the 31st of Nisan was the first of Iyar, and Thursday was the second of Iyar. And the one who said on Thursday and the third of the month, he didn't know that Chodesh Nisan was Nisaber. So he thought that Chodesh Nisan was a Choser. So mainly the first of Iyar was the 30th of Nisan. Not Wednesday, but Tuesday was the 30th. So Tuesday was the first of the year, Wednesday the second, Thursday the third. But they both meant the same thing. Sheze yedea bibur shachay, yezen yedea bibur shachay. Echo deimea bishleisho, ve'echo deimea behei, p'teilo. But suppose one says, the third of year, and the third, even though they both have reference to the same day, Thursday, but they say, one says Thursday, the third of year, and the other one says Thursday, the fifth of year, so then in 2 days difference, then Dedes is both. Dedes is both. Even though it's also very likely that since they both mentioned Thursday, and one called Thursday the third of year, and one called Thursday the fifth of year, that the one who called Thursday the third of year, so he knew that Nisan was in Malay and Oda was in Malay. I mean, Bisman Ariyah, so then it was possible. Now it's impossible because it's Al Pichesh. So, and Oda was in Malay. And the one who said that it's the fifth, so he thought that Oda was a Choser and Nisan was a Choser. So still, And suppose they both say they mean the same day, but one made that mistake, he thought Oda was a Choser and Nisan was a Choser, and the one knew that Oda this year was Imoleh and Nisan was Imoleh, so it's still not good. Now the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samachtes, bases it upon the aloche of Aslinam Bosarube. So Rube Dinshe will make a mistake in 1 month, whether it's a Meuber or a Chosa. But Rube Dinshe will not make a mistake in 2 months in succession. That they will not make. What has Rav to do with this? After all, Rav usually is applied in cases where you don't know the facts. So, let's say, we don't know whether this Ktano, when she grows up as a Gdelo, will turn out to be an islandess, or she will not turn out to be an islandess. If she turn out to be an islandess, then the Kedushin will be Kedusha Toyes. Still, we say that Abolel, Ktano, Paskimu Shalom Yimechot, So it's chayev. Why? Because we go with rov. Because rif tanis do not turn out to be ironies. So they understand rov. It's a question of determining the fact. But here we are talking of a case where both had this reference to the same day, Thursday. And then they say that the reason is why one calls it the third day of the year and one calls it the fifth day of the year, because the one who calls it the fifth day of the year made a mistake and he thought that both Oder and in that year Oder and Nisan were Chaserim, and the other one saw Chaserim. So that's why it seemed to him that Thursday was the fifth. But so why shouldn't it be good? What does Rav to do with that? We know all the facts. So Teisve says now, because there is a aloche of kibum shehigid shuvin chayzeir umagid. Now, so the aloche is b'sheva. Is there a Rambam of Hilchas Sanhedrin and Hilchas Eides? Yeah, thank you. Now, the halacha is mitzad v'chokalt of the Rashi Eitiv that Eidim have to spell out seven chakiras. What are the seven chakiras? Bezien, which day of the week, whether it's Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Be'ezi Shono, and Be'ezi Shono, and Be'ezi Chedesh, and Be'chamo Be'chedesh, and Be'ezi Shor. So, V'shevach Kiras Beit Kenesa, Be'ezi Shavua, Be'ezi Shono, Be'ezi Chedesh, Be'chamo Be'chedesh, באיזה יום השבוס, ובכמה שויז ביין, ובאיזה מוקי. So one of the chakires that the Eidim have to spell out is באיזה יום בשבוס, which day of the week, whether it's Wednesday or Thursday. So, but they also have to spell out בכמה וחידש. בכמה וחידש. Now, Teisa says that here the Gemara is left, the Mishnah is reference to the case where later on the Eidim say we both had referenced the same day. Or we both said Thursday. But I thought that both Chadoshim were were chaserim, other and listen, I mean, Bisman Ari, it was possible. And the other one said, I knew that both were Malayim. So that's why the one who said that he knew both were Malayim said Bishleisha B'chedesh, and the one who thought that both were Chaserim said Behei B'chedesh. But the Gemara says, since Chubedin she is loy toye in the Ibo Achedesh twice, one month after the other, in one month, yes. So we go Basarov and Bishleisha B'chedesh, Mishnayim B'chedesh, and Yechudim Bishleisha, so then they say they both meant, now the question is this, so what has Rav to do with that? What has the Rav to do with it? After all, later on, they modify their Haggadah and they say that it was the Eid who originally said Behei B'chedesh, so he says, I also meant Begimu B'chedesh. I also meant Begimu B'chedesh. The answer is because Eidim have to spell out everything at the time of the original Haggadah. And if at the time of the original Haggadah they don't spell out everything, they cannot supply it, they cannot say it later. They cannot say it later because of Loch of Kidm Shehigit, Shuv, in Chezer Omagit. But if it is something that most people make a mistake in, so then it's not a Chezer Omagit. In other words, he talked like most people. So in accordance with the conversation of most people, so when you refer to the second, so you will refer to it as the third, because you'll be making a mistake in the Ibra Achidesh of one month. So Mele, it's not Chizar Magit, but if, let's say, in accordance with the conversation of most people, so you don't talk like that, so that means according to the original Haggadah, the Avere was observed on the fifth of the month. Now he's saying it was on the third of the month, but I didn't know that both Chadoshim, Oder, and Nisn were Chaserim. So Kim Shigit Shim Lechizah Magit. So why don't we say, Vayachodim Bishnayim Vayachodim Bishoyim Vachedesh? So also Kim Shigit Magit, the answer is, because Rubedin Shetoye in the Ibo Achedesh of one month. So mainly it's not considered as Chizah Magit, because the original Haggadah was not contrary to what he's saying now in view of the fact that Rubedin Shetoy. So there the Rov is not like the Rov, that Rov Ktaneis do not turn out into Nihilus. It's not a question of Biro, of being Mivar effects, but the Rov establishes whether the original Haggadah it was consistent with the final Haggadah, or it's not consistent. It's not consistent. Manos, echodim bishnayim v'chidesh. V'echodim bishleisho, idusen kayemesh, ze yidibu shachidesh, ze yidibu shachidesh. Echodim bishleisho, echodim behidus in teilo. Echodim bishteisho is. V'echodim bisholisho is. Idusen kayemesh. Echodim v'sholish v'echodim v'chomish eidusom teilo divrei Reb Meir Reb Yehudei Meir eidusom kayemes even if echodim v'el v'gabi shoyis even if echodim v'sholish v'sholish shoyis and echodim v'el v'chomish so according to Reb Yehudei eidusom kayemes echodim v'chomish v'echodim v'sheva Idusam Teilo, because the average person does not make a mistake between the fifth hour and the seventh hour. In other words, the fifth hour means the fifth hour means let's say after between 10 and 11, and the seventh hour means between 12 and 1. So Rubedin should not make a mistake in that. Why? Because they can determine that on the basis of the sun. Why? This is mentioned, this custom, the taste, the first taste, so ye rabbi borish achirish. We chivim, we bezno ye beit nis, we shevach chires, ke likamon, we chivim dvush vashnele yem bishlishe, bevi, och shabot konei ze yoim, bichede shoma ze bishen yuzama bishlishi, shneim al yime achod yidu, ala sheze ye rabbi borish achirish, shachirish ava molei, yu farish chen yem shlishim veachod, וזה שמה בשניים וחידש יוד הבי, וזה שמה שלישים סובה, שהוא כבו החילים שלישים. והויל ויהיה שתיים בכך, אף על פי שמצוב עם און לחלק הסידוסון, כשדיברתי לאטלס הנפש, הם ינוקח לחלקים. הידי סמצו לו, דיבור לקל מיטה, הוא קרוקסי, ודרשת וחקרת, הם משנוחן דובו, שהנה משנוחן, שהנה מבוס מכוונס, ולא יהיו לי קטלינו, לא יבהיו, והוא והם פטורים, דנה נרוג עם מרדי הזומה. איך עודם בשתי, דסן קיימת, איתי עודם בכך, איך עודם בחומי, איך עודם בשבע, איתי סמצו לה אפילו רב יהודי. בחומש חמו במזרוח יש לו הקיע ויוכל להובין על ויעציל כשניסים יודי כנגד המזרוח הוועציל לצד מיירוב ובישבע חמו במיירוב ועציל לצד מזרוח אומר רבי כשתים צולי מר לדברי רב מאיר אין למתי אבלי כלום לדברי רב יהודה אדם תה חצי שום. So, according to Rameyer, a person does not make a mistake in anything. Not even a mashal. It's very, sounds difficult, I mean. Listen, at least today everybody has watches, so he can look at the watch, so he knows exactly the time. But without the watch, how can a person intuitively feel the time without making a mistake, even a mashal?
This work is
אחד מן הדחומים זה רשי, ואחד מן הישב הזה שם שתי לאום. עתיד רב יהודי בחומי, חמוס מזרוח, יש רואה קיעה, כי יוכל לא הוגן, אבל היא הצייר, כשמייסים לא די, כי נגד המזרוח, הבא הצייר לסד מיירו, ובשם החמו, במיירו, הבא הצייר לסד מזרוח. כשתים צולים, כשדלי בדברי, ניתם בתור על נכנה, תמצא לדברי רב מאיר במקיים מלימודי זריגימו ומבטל של גימו משלהי אין אדם תהיה ולא יגלום ודברי במקיים אפשרו לבחומי אדם תהיה חוצי שאול לרב מאיר אין אדם תהיה ולא יגלום ועתיה שקרנו והי במקיים רב מאיר יש על שתיים שולש משום ששניהם יידו אבל יחד למייסי כאב במייסטרטרטים, מהי פלט, עם ציר של שניות, שהשלישיס נכנסס ושניהם ככה יעילו. והי דומה שתיים ישראל שניות כמו. והי דקומה כאן פורך, מי יודע שכמה נושאים ככה יסוף. דומה היי דקומה שתיים תחילה שתיים כמו. והשתילו ביניהם, ולרמי הלינקים, ניטוי, שרים, שקונים. Now the question is, I didn't want to say anything. I mean, it sounds so strange, but is it? On the basis of chances of probability, so it's not very likely that if one says in the second hour and one says in the third hour that they both meant the same thing, that they both meant the same thing, they're not an army, a contramea. So a contramea, they both meant the same thing. And the one that said in the second hour, so meant at the end of the second hour. What is the end of the second hour? The first hour is from 6 to 7, the second hour is from 7 to 8. So the end of the second hour is 8 hour. And the one who said third hour is a, so meant the beginning of the third hour. So again, it's them. So, but then Rabbi is asking the Kasha against Abaye, and what did they tell us? That the one who said the second hour meant the beginning of the second hour, and the one who said the third hour meant the end of it. So, that's all this Kasha. What did Abaye think? I mean, what is it? I mean, why does Abaye make such assumptions? Why? Because it will be convenient. I mean, as we show him, I mean, how does Abaye say? Is it probable that the one who said the second hour meant the end of the second hour, and the one who said the third hour meant the beginning of the third hour? Why? Just as the one who said the second hour did not mean the beginning, so the one who said the third also. I think the pshat of the Gemara is, according to Abaye, it's only Deisom Kayemes. After all, you know, the procedure of Haggadah Seder did not consist in just even coming and saying their facts, Beijing, the Rechim, the Shah, and then they leave. No, then the Bezin used to examine them and ask all kinds of questions. So when does Rameh, according to Rameh, when is the Bezin Kayemeh Sechad in Abi, Shnaim Shoyge, Shtei Shoyge, Sechad in Abi Shoyge, in the examination, the cross-examination, in the examination of the and investigation of the eating, they said, so the one who said the Shtisho is the end, said he meant the end of the Shtisho is. And the one who said the Shorisho is the end, said he meant the beginning. He said that in their examination, in their further examination. So they said that, so Ruben, who said the Shtisho Yidin, said he meant the end of the second hour, so that's 8 o'clock. And Shimon, who said the Shorisho Yidin, said he meant the beginning of the third hour. So again, it's 8 o'clock. Only in that case is it Yusuf Hayemes. Yes. So it's not that Abaye says, Kjetin Tzorema Adivar Ameir and Teyabar Ebron, that every person, the average person, doesn't make any mistakes. How is it possible, I mean, that there were few Chidei Sgura who are able to have an intuitive sense for time. Yes. Okay. even when they watch, you know, you not only spell the right time. And without the watch, just like, first of all, you have to be a big astronomer, you know, to be able. There were some astronomers who were able to determine the time by looking at the position of the sun. But you have to be very alert and you have to be trained. I mean, it's not so simple. So I think that what Abai is saying, the things are not, not that a person doesn't make a mistake. Of course a person can make a mistake. In Asher, could you make a mistake in a minute? In a minute? I mean, there are very few people who know the exact time to the second. To the second. What he says in Ontario Gloom means that Kadmeya, when he says Idushin Kayemes, has reference only to the case where we were totally. How do we know? In the examination of the aiding, they testified. So Rubin, who said Shkicha said that he meant the end of the second hour, and Shimon, who said Chomsha and said he meant the beginning of the third hour. He said that in the situation of Eilonim Taylor. Only in that situation is it Yusuf Kayemis. But if they didn't say that they both had reference to this exact moment, then it's in Yusuf Kayemis. And Now the third hour begins when? Begins at 8 and ends at 9. The fifth hour begins at 10 and ends at 11. So, Maise Kehave Bnei Taktarte Umayo Tlat. It's not that he says every time one says in the third hour and one eight says in the fifth hour, so the Maise was Bnei Taktarte Umayo Tlat. Not. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that Idushin Kayemes, if the Eidim corroborated that and they confirmed that in the further testimony, when they were examined by Beis Din with all kinds of questions, so they said that the Ma'aseh, so Ma'aseh Hale, the Pauge. So, in other words, if it was determined that the Maise took place at the end of the second hour and the beginning of So the same style. Now we're discussing. So in other words, that the middle of the fourth hour. So that is 9:30. 9:30, because the fourth hour consists between 9 and 10. 9 and 10. So from 6 to 7 is the first hour, from 7 to 8 is the second hour, and from 8 to 9 is the third hour, and from 9 to 10 is the fourth hour, and call of the hour day is 9:30. So if Benson found out that the Maaseh took place be called of the hour, the high become our story, be safe shorish at 9 o'clock. If he said in further investigation and testimony, he said that when he said shorish, he meant be safe shorish, he meant 9 o'clock. And Bezin found out that the Maise took place at 9:30, and he said that when he said Bisholei Shoreis, he meant at the end of the third hour. In other words, at 9 o'clock sharp. So the Ketori called him Shai to the Kamei, Bahai the Koroma Chomesh, Bitrilas Chomesh. He meant at the beginning of the fifth hour. That means at 10 o'clock, at 10 o'clock sharp, where he said that he meant 10 o'clock. Not that we say that's what he meant. Why is there such a rule that's what he meant? In order to establish Davis, he don't say that. In the case where Bezin found out that the mindset took place at 9:30, and the Davis who says Bishori Shoyes said that he meant at the beginning of Shori Shoyes. And the one who said the Holy Shoreis said he meant at the beginning of the fifth hour. That means at 10 o'clock. When one eight said that he meant by Holy Shoreis, he meant 9 o'clock. And the one who said Bichomisho, he said later that he meant by Chomisho is he meant at the beginning of the fifth hour. That means at 10 o'clock. And Bezin found out that the Maise took place actually at 9:30. In that case, so it's considered nearest to Venice. Because every person makes a mistake, every person, even an alert person, makes a mistake in half an hour. So mele, it's considered an eris to chavenes, it's a mishnach an adam. Litroi vishav lachem. But not that the Rabbi would say that the eris a kayemes in every case. איקד אמרי, אומר הבאיה, כשתמצא ללמוד ירד מאייר, עודם תהיה משהו, ידיב רב יהודה, עודם תהיה שור משהו, ידיב רב מאייר, עודם תהיה משהו, מה יעשה כהווה, אוי בסוף שתי פאבה, אוי בתחילה שולי. And the Bezin found out that the Maise was either at 8 o'clock Oy bisif shtoy time ave Oy bitchila shomeri. Isn't it the same thing? Isn't it the same thing? But it means since the Tila Rabbeinu Odom Tiyah Mashu, so basically doesn't have to find out that it was exactly at 8 o'clock. But let's say 5 minutes If the person finds out that the maaser took place 5 minutes before aid, 5 minutes after aid, so it's just as good because all the maaser. The chadunaye teye maashu. So the chadunaye teye maashu. And the one who said that is Bishol Shoyes, so he said that he meant at the end of the second hour. So, and the Maise took place around the time. 5 minutes before, 5 minutes after, it didn't make any difference. The Chadunai Tei Masho, the Dibir Rabbiron Tei Shoro Masho. Maise Kehave, Oy Biseif Sholeish, Oy Bitchilas Chomeish. So in other words, he basically found out that the Maise took place. Either at 9 o'clock, or at 10 o'clock, and then the aide who said said later on in the investigation that he meant at 9 o'clock, he meant at the end of the third hour, and the one who said in the fifth hour said he meant at the beginning of the fifth hour. In that case is Yusufayev. So even though there was an inconsistency, a discrepancy of the show mash in the radius and between the facts, but that's considered a radius and chobemes. Emes noch in adobo. Why? Because even the most alert person can make a mistake in show mash. But it's only good if the Eden testify that this is what they meant. Also, Rabune, Bred Rabu, the Amor Ishmaitzi, Kamel Robe, Omer Omai, who they came down the Sabbath, the Heidi Koma Shomi, the Trilla Shomi, the Heidi Koma Chomi, the Seif Chomi, the Abinis Mikreshes, ולא יקטלינו, וענה מייקם מיקטר מספייקה, ורבו נאמרו ושופטה אילו וצולה אילו. So, he doesn't mean because maybe the maise happened differently. Maise, he doesn't mean maybe the one who said the shorish meant the tchila shorish and the one who said the Chomesh meant the safe Chomesh, because Abaye is only referring to the case where the Eden testified later in the investigation that he meant B'Tchilas, he meant B'Suif Sholesh, and the other one testified in the investigation that he meant B'Tchilas Chomesh. But he said, since in the case where it will be found out that it was that way around, so then to be with Mikhaches, and then Abiyude wouldn't say that his day is his Chayemes, so even in a case where they didn't testify, the one testifies, the one who said, B'Sholesh testifies that he meant at the end of Sholesh, and one who said, the Chomesh testifies later on that he meant at the beginning of Chomesh, it should also be bottled. It should also be bottled. Since it was possible that Eides would be in Mikhashas, so Mele it has to be bottled anyway. Elamah Rabbe, the Dibra Rabbi Yoram Tiesh Nietzsche is Chosamash, Dibra Rabbi Yoram Tiesh Nietzsche is Chosamash. דיבר מיום תשתי שיש לך משהו מה יסקה בו בתחיל השתיים או בסביב שולש the Hadnai Kotoy Bey Shoys, Chosamashu, the Rabude Odom T. Shoy Shoys, Chosamashu, Mice Jabo, the Tula Shoy Shay, the same coming, the Hadnai Kotoy Shoy Shoys, Chosamashu. In other words, the discrepancy can be so large that even if the inconsistency and the discrepancy between one eight and the other was as much as between as shori shori chosamashu, so it should also be considered an ezbach meres. You have been telling me quite first what you show. You got to come high be shoulders by the homies. He was a cayenne and a nice cabby, probably now. The album is there, but you see shoulders on the first homies. The Korean man told me a mice, a hot show. The current poor clay, he had a dinner, it's pretty decent. I would like to let them come by, you see, homies come up. He is still going to be named, the whole highly told. He's a college beast, that's the Sanette. Can make a tiny marshal. אם בסעיף 2 נעבלי כמה השוי ותחיל השוי, כתוב עם משהו, ותחיל השוי שאני כמה 2 בסעיף 2, וכתוב עם משהו, ודיבר רבי למה יצאה בסעיף שוי, ואידו בתחיל הסכומי שתוי, שוי רבי יישאו משהו של סעיף שוי, אינם בתחיל הסכומי שוי, ואידו בסעיף שוי, תוי שוי, שוי רבי יישאו משהו, נשמע שזה הבאי מרון וכי אפשר לא אימא שאינתים טוי ישראל משהו רמיה אישהו משהו רב יהודה אינתים אחד נוצא לבדי ישראל מי אומר יכול להיות שזה אמר נשחם נסיף השואה המחר נשחם נסיף השואה לקרוב על זה איתו זה הוצאה וייצון שתיבני אינו אישי או טוי ישראל עוד ומה יהודאי כתבא נשא לך לגידוי שמוסלים ההי דומה שואה לתחיל השואה ואי במוחם נסיף חמיש 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 נחל כזה דייסון בעד מוכחה של קטרין לי להי במענה קוניקה בדייסון כשיון זה בו רחמון הרומא ביצילו ואידו כשי why does Rabbi have to resort if according to Abaye so in every case we say that so why do we have to say because we shoved it in the tiller eino and why yes it's simply to be הלוח העולים נפושס. יצנעיז מתחשס. How do we know that this is what happened? Just because it could have happened. So nisofik, we are מחשב הידס, נסופיק. The answer is that in my body is only מחשב הידס. I'll leave it to Rabbi and I'll leave it to Rabbi Yude, where the Eden themselves testified later on the one who was Magdum Deides, he meant the same Shoshoshis, and the one who was Ma'achar Deides meant he was, he meant the beginning of Shoshoshis. But, what he says, since in the case where the effects were different, so then Deides couldn't be Mitzureh, so maybe even the case, if it turns out that they were Mitzureh, so it's not to be Deides either. ואחרון אמר ביצוע יסוד יצייר מחפשו ביסקויס ולבד אם הוא כמר לי ביצוע קיימס שבאם הספירו לדעת הוא ראה את המחלק מאשר תוכל ולמשם הוא נסחב ולתחיל לשוב והמוכל לסיפו וישלח ביצוע ביטויס ולכי יוכל להקפיש את שם ומתאי לכל זה אל מרוב הרבה אל מתאי כל מה שאני יוכל לחל את הסיר שאינו כאן לביצוע ואין שיש לך שמה שאינו שמוע קיימס קיימס כנעם אמר זה שמה שתיים נקרא שתיים זה שמה שואל יסוף שואש כל כך שמתיים כשהמייסקים יש ליהולית יזוהים את מי שאומו מייסק דאבי בסעיף שאולי יצחיל השתיים כלי אלוהי מבואי מוי המייסק בסעיף שתיים יצחיל את גיל איתו יסמאת לסוג דינאמה אין להי בצחיל השתיים כאן תו יסר לשאור והי נאמה בסעיף שואש כאן תו יסר לשאור אלא כאן המייסק בצחיל השתיים והי גם לשאול יסיף שואש ויש כאן תויש, 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 חושה משהו, אף לא אוכל, נקיח לו, נלבט לו, עכשיו ייקח, עוד מתי. אם נאמה, ואני מבין שתכנע מחר כתוב לך אחרת, אתה תויש, יאוכל, דהיינו, שאולי שויש, חושה משהו,
Why is it got to the home as you are locked, the crack of the machine is sure, and I saw in your human book a little girl. Oh, now. So, for next time, up to the two dots that you give me on the base. That is really because you're not going to cover in Shia. Where Rove Yisraeli can Abaye. And Rove said, you see, Abaye in the first Russian said that Rameya holds in order Litoya Litlum. Is exact. Lidivra Yude Odom Teya Hoti Shah. So Lidivra Meyer in Odom Teya Litlum. Maisek Hade. Now, one said that the Maisek took place the second hour, and one says that the Maise took place the third hour. So the one who said that the Maise took place, since Rameya assumes, according to Abaye, Rameya assumes that in Odom Toyev Liklum, so Edis number one was exact, and Edis number two was exact. But they said different things. Edis number one said that the Maise, the murder, was committed in Shor Shnia. And Edis number two said that the murder was committed in Shor Shlishis. Now, Shor Shnia extends from 7 to 8. And Shor Shlishis extends from 8 to 9. So the one who said that the murder was committed in Shor Shnia, he meant Sof Shor Shnia. So that's 8 o'clock. The one who said that the murder was committed Shor Shlishis meant Trila Shor Shlishis. Again, it's 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. So, And the Maise occurred 8 o'clock. So Mele, that's why it's a good Eidus. And Rav Yehuda holds that even if one Eid says Shor Shlishis and one Eid says Shor Chamishis, it's also a good Eidus. Because Rav Yehuda holds, according to the first Lashon of Abaye, there's Odom Teir B'Chotzi Shor. Odom Teir B'Chotzi Shor. Some Mele, the Maise, he said, one said Shor Shlishis. Shor Shlishis, that he extends from 8 to 9. And Shor Chamishis, and one said Shor Chamishis, that extends from 10 to 11. The Maise occurred at 9:30. So Mele, the one who said Shor Shlishis meant Sof Shor Shlishis. So Sof Shor Shlishis is 9 o'clock sharp. So he was there in half an hour. The murder was committed at 9:30. And the one who said that the murder was committed at Shor Chamishis, so he meant at the beginning of Shor Chamishis. That is, Shor Chamishis extends from 10 to 11, so it means at 10 o'clock, and he was there, Chotzi Shor, the murder was committed at 9:30. This is how Abaye explained in the first Lashon, in the second Lashon, so Rameya holds Odom Teir B'Mashu, and Reb Yude, and Reb Yude holds Odom Teir Shor Mashu. Okay, so then Rove said, Rava said, Uma, the third line, ilu, I mean, we went over in a hurry. Uma ilu daikinum bahane sade, the haidi koma sholish, bitrila sholish, the haidi koma chomish, be safe chomish, the haveides mukreshes, the loy katlinon, the anan leikum viniktil misveke, the rachmone oma vishofto eido vitsula eido. Elo marave, the divere meyer, odom tee, steisho is rosamash. The divere beauty odom tee, sholish chos, sholish sois. Chosem, mash. The divra may odom tee, stay shois, chosemashu, maise kehave, oi bitrila stein, oi bisof sholish. So even if we assume that the maise, we take the maxim, that the maise was, that the maise was, בתחילה שורש, אין בסייף חומש, ואחד מנהיה כותאי שולישויים, שולישוי סחוס המשהו. Now the question arises, what did Abaye think? I mean, what did Abaye think? Abaye, I mean, was sure that two aiding, one says שושניו, and the other aid says שושלישיס, so we know it's a פרירס, it's a ודאי, that the one who said Shoshnio so meant the end of Shomashish of Shoshnio, and the one who said Shoshlishis so he meant the beginning of Shoshlishis. Why is it so? I mean, it must be like that. It must be like that. Maybe the one who said Shoshnio meant the beginning of Shoshnio. Just at 7 o'clock, and the one who said Shoshlishis meant the end of Shoshlishis. 9 o'clock. How do we know? So that's the kashi of Rav. But the question is, and what did Abaye think? And then even Rove. So now Rove certainly does not assume that it's a vadai, that the one who said Shoshnio meant the end of Shoshnio, and the one who said Shoshlishis meant the beginning of Shoshlishis, because he says Umayu Daikinon. So why does Rabbi have to resort Vanan Neikom Vinitrum Isleike Virachmone Oma Vishofta Eido Vitzileido? We have to resort to the Pasuk of Vishofta Eido Vitzileido, and without the Vitzileido, let's say by the Momenes, or by the Mamres, or by Malchus, where there is, let's say by the Mamres, where there is no din of Yishoftei Dovitzileido, so then, but it's a Sophic, so can we misophic be done? We have to resort to exercise of Yishoftei Dovitzileido, and then Abaye was sure that this is what he meant. What is it? So we explained that according to Abaye, is only good deides echodima b'shniyo ve'echodima b'shor shlishis. So it's not an iris mukheshes. So it's only good if let's say if Bezdin the Sanhedrin finds out later on that the murder was committed at 8 o'clock sharp. Was committed at 8 o'clock sharp, and then the Edim testify upon further questions. So the Edim, the one who said Shoshnio, so said he meant the end of Shoshnio, and the when and then the one who said Shoshlishis testifies in the as an answer to the questions asked by Sanhedrin in the Trishe Uchkire, that he meant the beginning of Shoshlishis. In that case, the Eidus is not Eidus Mekashis. But if the Eidim testify that the one who said Shoshnio meant the beginning of Shoshnio, and the one who said Shoshlishis meant the end of Shoshlishis, so then it's an Eres Mukhashes. So then the Mishnah doesn't say, Rav Meir doesn't even say that it's a good Eres. But Rav Meir says it's a good Eres. And only if Beis Din finds out that the murder was committed at 8 o'clock, and the one who said Shoshnio testified in answers to the Drishuch Kire by Sanhedrin that he meant the end of Shoshnio, and the one who said Shoshlishis so testified, said that in answer to the question said by Sanhedrin that he meant the beginning of Shoshlishis. So in that case, Eides is good Eides. But if the Eides will testify that they meant that one who said Shoshnio will testify that he meant the beginning of Shoshnio, 7 o'clock, and the one who said Shoshlishis will testify he meant the 9 o'clock, so then Hanameh, the Eides will be an Eides Mekreshes. Will be an Eides Mekreshes. But in the case where they didn't testify that the one who said a Shoshnio meant the end of Shoshnio, and the one who said Shoshlishis meant the beginning of Shoshlishis, so then it will not be an Eides Mekreshes. Because inasmuch as certain schizim are able to determine the time exactly, the Gemara says not every person is able to intuitively determine time exactly. Only Eides Chometz Mesor Lakeil, Eides Mesor Lizrizim. So in other words, so only Lizrizim, those who are very alert and who are able to determine time, so they are able to determine time exactly, but otherwise not. So in such a case, if they even testified that he meant the same thing, they both meant 8 o'clock, one meant the end of Shoshnio, and the one meant and the other meant the beginning of Shoshlishis, so then it's a good Eides. So Rav says, but you, Abaye, will be made that even Rav Meir will say that it's an Eides Mukhashes. That Rav Meir will be made it, that it's an Eides Mukhashes. In the case where the Eidim testified that the one who said Shoshnio meant the beginning of Shoshnio, and the one who said Shoshlishis meant the end of Shoshlishis. So in that case, you will be made it that according to Rav Meir, it will be an Eides Telo, an Eides Mekreshes. So even if they don't testify that the one who said Shoshnio meant the end of Shoshnio, and the one who said Shoshlishis meant the beginning of Shoshlishis, and they meant the same thing, but since in case where they testify the other way, so then it's an Eides Mekreshes. So even if they testify that way, it still should be considered in Kashas. Why? Because, not because of the regular misofik, it cannot be done. Because they are only discussing the case where the Eidim testified that the one who said Shoshnio meant the end of Shoshnio, and the one who said Shoshlishis meant the beginning of Shoshlishis, because of Exeras HaKosu Vavishoftu Eidavitzilai. This is so. Now you see in the Rashi, v'chiefshe leimar shein tilling toys el mashul Rav Meir v'shol mashul Rav Yude im kein heichato mitzaref iduson miyomalach sheze amagdim nischavin. This is according to the second lashon of Abaye. Miyomalach sheze amagdim nischavin l'seif hasho v'amachar nischavin לתחילת השור, כי לקרבן זה זהו צרף ידוסון, שלטי ביניהם לשיעו טועי, סעודום. So even if they did testify, but suppose the results of the of the testimony would be the other way, then it would be mitzchashes. So even if he testified this way, it still is mitzchashes. Why Estesa says? Because he's chizal magid. So the machlekes between Abaye and Rove is in the case where the Edim did confirm the fact that the one who said Shor Shnio meant the end of Shor Shnio, and the one who said Shor Shlishis meant the beginning of Shor Shlishis. But even in that case, it should be brutal. Inasmuch if the Edim had testified the reverse, so then the Edim would be Pteilo. So Mele, even when they testify this way, it's Chizal Magid, and Mele, and it still should be brutal. But even according to Abaye, it's not as Abaye says. I mean, that wouldn't make sense. It's inconceivable that Abaye should say we just take things for granted, which possibly could be the other way. I mean, why should we take it for granted that the one who said Sor Shnio meant the end, and the one who said Sor Shlishis meant the beginning? It could be the other way around. Why couldn't it be the other way around? I mean, it goes without saying that it could be the other way around. But Abaye was only said in the case where they confirmed it later on in the testimony. So then, Ideides is Kyle, and it's not Chizal Magid. And Rav says, even the case where they confirmed it, so it's still bottom. Elo Marav. Lidivereb meyer odom teyesh teisho yishos amashu. Lidivereb yodom teyesh olisho yishos amashu. Lidivereb meyer odom teyesh teisho yishos amashu. Maise kehave oy bitchila shtayim oy bisof sholish. It doesn't mean that only these two possibilities. There are a number of possibilities, but at most, the maximum is that this. So if you had me like a tie, they show you some masu, the ability shows for some masu, my zikabu with a choice with a homage, the had me like a toy, show you some masu. All right now, hello, my brother, Rash. The Rabnea Adam Teish, they hoist some masu, call masha to your Halle, Keselu, show you Mikaimi do some Danish stations for some masu, Shumokhides and Kayemes, the Hinam Amres, they shall much time, it's last time, with that's the maximum. With the Shama Sholei, be safe, Sholei. The truth is that the one who said Shor Shnio could have meant, numerous possibilities. He could have meant 5 minutes after seven, he could have meant 6 minutes after seven, he could have meant 7 minutes after seven, he could have meant 8 minutes after seven, 9 minutes after 10 after seven. I mean, there are so many possibilities, but even if we consider the maximum and the biggest range, what would that be? That the one who said, Shor Shnio meant the very beginning of Shor Shnio, 7 o'clock. So the very beginning of Shor Shnio, 7 o'clock, and 5 minutes after seven. And the one who said Shor Shlishis meant at the end of Shor Shlishis. In other words, 9 o'clock or 5 minutes before nine. So then there is a range of 2 hours minus imashu. So even in that case, it's considered an edison kayemes, because that's all within the range of mistake. Some mele, it's not an edishekah, if it's within the range of mistake.
Mais que a ver, e se eu falo isso, depois está em clima, loi mi boi e moi a mais, e se eu está em... Oi, bitrilas, gimo, de três metas, de iname o mar, ai, bitrilas, está em, encantou isso, ele show, vai, iname o mar, se eu falo isso, encantou isso, ele show, ela fila, rava mais, e bitrilas, está em, vai, doma, choleis, bisseif, choleis. V'yesh kantois, shtichos hazmashu. If Bezdin finds out that a murder was committed at the beginning, at 5 after 7, you see, and the one in Bezdin, and the one who says sholish, so testifies that he meant 5 minutes before 9. So even in that case, it's within the range of usual mistake. Stay sure it's a mash. In countries are sure a few miles with first time. Why the mash shall be safe shall be scantoish the soish was a mash. A floch in Kirchon the Batlam shall be kahorum te. Uka Uka Bude Name Uva high in your the Pogish is the Name Mark Slubhova Achilles. A cat to be hoche, then surely shows for some ashu, Mizek have a clima holma, Shatiochla halchi, Cafilejo doma, Shavisi shoya maise, any the rochic men in Mukhash de Toybor. Now, ho you bait, King Gimar? Ho you bait, Kinesi de Shebach Kireis? Beis Shavua, Beis Ishono, Beis Achidesh, Beachamo Bechidesh. Oy. Beziyim, bezisho, bezemokim. Utnan. Ma bin chkires libdikes. Chkires somarechot menen yedeya, idu somptelo. Bdikes afu shneyerim, brimeno yedim, edes sankayemes. So why is it that by Chkires, if one of the Eidim says any idea, so the Eidus is bottled? By Bdikes, only there is a Koshin Bdikes. But if there is just any idea, even if both say any idea, so then the edus is kayemes, only the edus is bottle, only when there is a koshin digis. Maishnim chires, maishnim digis, veamgno chires, amarechamen yedea, idusum ptilo, tavo edus yat yochla zimo, bdekes edus yat yochla zimo, viamret to inish kulhai. Chires di shoname, edish at yochla zimoi, the amre mitikotinon. So even if two eidim come and say, imono yisem, in shono shlishis, so why should they be muzem? They could say, we made a mistake. Mitikotinon. So Gemara gives the teretz, no. The Hazome is possible if the Mazimim will say, we were with you in another place. Let's say, in other words, if they testify that they observed the murder, thank you. They observed the murder in Yerushalayim and Rish Chedesh, let's say, and Rish Chedesh Kislev in Yerushalayim. So then the other Eidim will come and say, how can you say that you observed the murder on Rosh Chodesh Kislev in Yerushalayim, when Rosh Chodesh Kislev, we were with you all the 3 hours, from 7 till 11. Till 11. From 7 till 11. So then it's Nuzeb. The Avilna called to Aise, the Ramea Yavilna Mitzchila Shor Rishaino Atzif Chomesh.
ובדינו דנסיב, so מתחיל השור ראשינו, so you have to give not from seven, but from six, עד ספרומש, ובדינו דנסיב ומקורא צווי, אלא בין ימום ללילה אותו אינשי, ורב יהודה יבינו לו מתחיל השור ראשינו, ועציף שור שישיס, ובדינו דנסיב ומקורא צווי, אלא, בנימום ללילה אלויתו אינשי, ובדינו דנסת וכמה תווי, אלו שבהי חמו במזרוך, ובזיין חמו במאיר. But actually, if not for that, so the Eidim, the Mazinim, in order to be Mazin, the original Kat Eidim, they would have to say, let's say, now one testified, Shor Hamishis extends from 10 to 11. So then, from 11 to 12, from 12 to 1, and to, from 1 to 2, 3 hours, Chosamashu. But there he couldn't make a mistake because of the position of the sun is Nika. Now let's see the Rashi. Now, Shevach Kires. What is Shevach Kires? Beis Shavua. Now, what does it mean, Beis Shavua? It doesn't mean, Beis Shavua, which week in the year, whether it's Parsha Vayishlach or Parsha Vayeshev. That they don't have to testify. Parsha Vayishlach or Parsha Vayeshev. But Shavua means in the Shemitah. Which year in the Shemitah? So, as they counted Shemitah in the Yevles, so they counted seven Shemitahs, 7 times 7 is 49, and then the 50th year was Yevul. So they had to testify whether it took place in the first Shemitah, in the first 7 years of the Yevulim, or in the last 7 years in the Yevulim. And which Shono, so they have to testify which year. So you have 7 chkires. What are the 7 chkires? Beis Shavua. That means Beis Shavua, Mimiyan Hashmites, Bishavuis Hashmite. It doesn't mean whether it's Parshva Yishlach or Parshva Yeshiv. And Beis Shono, which Shono. And then Beis Chedesh, whether it's Kislev or Teves, Bechamo Bechedesh. And Beis Yom, which day, whether it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Beis Yishor, and which hour, and Beis Mokim. So you have 7. So you have 7 chkires. All right. Now the Rashi. Who you beit nisal in the first of Yishav chkires? Mikroi nafim sanedam ba'u pirk shavua shmite beis shmite shal yevu sheyei b'shev shmites. Beis Shono Shal Shmite, Beis Chedesh Shono, whether it's Kislev or Teved, B'Cham Yom B'Chedesh, Beis Yom B'Shabbes, B'Echad B'Shabbes, Oy B'Sheni B'Shabbes, Oy B'Shlishi B'Shabbes, Oy Echad Na'Acher, Utnan, Ma B'Chiras L'Dikes, Dikton Osam Akirin Atem Eisis, Reisim Bey, B'Mehoge, B'Sayef Oge, B'Arin Oge, Kil Shcher Malevein, Ochlama B'Dikes, Harizim Yishubach, ומה בין חקירס הנחשב וכמה איסה לבדיקס אוכרן איסה חקירס אומר אחד אין יודע ביחס מן ואפילו בישועס אומר אין יודע עדו סמפטור. What do you mean ואפילו בישועס? Which is the most detail of the חקירס, you know, because all the other חקירס are general in nature. Which of why in the Shmishnis Hashmite, which year in the Shemite, which month, which day, but which hour, that's a minute detail. So even if the Eidim said any idea in that minute detail of the Chkires, so they do some detail. Why? The Havalei the Shatiyach Lazimo. The Rachmone Omar Vidor Shashift Meitei Vinei Shekero Eid Vasis Lei Kasher Zomem Laseis Eidi Shatiyach Likaim Botiras HaZome Havaides Viloi Loi. So Rashi Amtsochim explains the Din of Eidesh Shatiyach Lazimo Lashmo Eides on the basis of the Zeros HaKosv. There is a Rashi, I think in Bovakame, where Rashi says in the Sugi Merube, Dafayim Beis, so in the Sugi of Sumchas, there I think Rashi says that the reason is why Eidesh Yatriyoch Lazdimo, Lav Shmo Eides, because he's Choshev Lishakir, he's not afraid of lying in the testimony. Like this, if he can be Nizem, so one is afraid to lie, because if he lies, then he might be Nizem, and then the punishment will be meted out against him. But if it's Yat Yoch Lazim, or if no punishment could be meted out against him, so he's not afraid of lying. And if he's not afraid of lying, so maybe he's Choshev Lishakir. He's Choshev Lishakir. So on the basis of Svore, that's what Rashi in Bava Kame, I think Dafayim Beis, says that. But here Rashi says it's not on the basis of Svore, but it's on the basis of Gzeiros HaKosuv. Where is the Gzeiros HaKosuv? Because in the Parsha of Hazome, the Torah says, V'doroshu ha-sheiftim heitei, v'nei chekareit. And then it says, so maybe we learn out Eidesh at Yochla Zil Molikaim Botiresa Hazome have Eides. In other words, if the Vasisam Likashazom Lassis Lochif can be fulfilled, then it's an Eides Heitev. Then it's a good Eides. But if it cannot be fulfilled, so then it's not Heitev. It's not a good Eides. Sigzos Akos.
Because